From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the House Intelligence Committee canceled all its meetings this week as its chairman continues to fight allegations he could not be fair. Devin Nunes rejected Democratic calls to recuse himself from the committee's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Speaking to reporters at the Capitol Tuesday, Nunes dismissed accusations that he should step down as political and said the committee was progressing with its work.
We're doing a very thorough job on this investigation. As you know, this Russia issue, we have been on it for many, many years, and so we'll continue to be on the issue.
Nunes, a member of President Trump's transition team, spoke with reporters and the president about intelligence reports that said Trump administration members had been caught up in incidental surveillance last week without informing any of the 21 other members of the House Intelligence Committee. The move angered Democrats on the committee, who questioned Nunes's credibility. Nunes later apologized to the committee for not first telling them about the information. President Donald Trump has signed executive orders aimed at rolling back many of the Obama administration's environmental regulations. Speaking at the headquarters of the Environmental Protection Agency here in Washington, Trump said that the move will help restore the U.S. coal and energy industries.
Perhaps no single regulation threatens our miners, energy workers, and companies more than this crushing attack on American industry.
Trump's 2018 budget proposal slashes EPA funding by nearly one-third, including an almost total cut of climate research funds. This is VOA News. The commander of American forces in Iraq says the U.S. military likely played a role in an airstrike in Mosul that witnesses said killed more than 100 civilians March 17th. Army Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the commander of the fight against ISIS in Iraq and Syria, told reporters in a conference call from Baghdad Tuesday that there's a fair chance that we did it. Townsend said Iraqi military leaders firmly believe that civilians were gathered by Islamic State ahead of the strike, either to lure the coalition into a trap that would kill civilians or possibly for the extremists to use as human shields. The U.S. is investigating the incident. Townsend said U.S. personnel have inspected the site to conduct tests and gather information. Meanwhile, the U.N. Human Rights Chief is calling on Iraq's military and the U.S.-led coalition to renew their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul. The U.N. says at least 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville said Tuesday that Islamic State is committing war crimes by using civilians as human shields.
Under international humanitarian law, the use of human shields amounts to a war crime, and shooting civilians in the back as they flee for their lives is an act of monstrous depravity.
The UN attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for western Mosul, Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. U.S. consumer confidence, home prices, and the trade deficit all improved, according to economic reports published on Tuesday. Consumer confidence hit a 16-year high, as consumers said they were more confident about getting or keeping jobs and the economic outlook in general. The Conference Board said that its index jumped more than 9 percentage points in March. A separate report by the S&P Case-Shiller showed home prices rose sharply in the past 12 months, increasing at the fastest pace since July of 2014. Meanwhile, the Census Bureau said the trade deficit shrank as imports dropped sharply. On Wall Street, the Consumer Confidence Report sent stock prices higher with all three major indices up. The Dow Jones Industrials closed up 0.73%. The S&P was up by the same margin. The NASDAQ was up 0.6%. European and Asian markets also closed in positive territory. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.